Renegade Lawn Care, this is Liz.
Hey, Liz, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing?
Hey, Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing better. Thank you for asking. I'm alive, you know?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yes, ma'am. I just got over COVID. I heard you've been speaking with my wife, right, Amy?
Oh, yeah, she's amazing.
Oh, I love her. Yeah, she's great for sure.
Well, I hope you do. You married her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I've heard the other way around from a lot of different people. Yeah, so I got lucky though. I know that for sure.
She's great.
Yeah, she is. She is. So, I have your account pulled up. Let me just congratulations too on starting the Google Guarantee program.
Everything went through and everything. Everything's good.
That's what I'm pulling up literally right now. Give me one quick second. Okay, so here's the full thing. Proof of insurance is currently in review, okay? The background check, it says client needs action. You should have received a link that allows you to upload your driver's license. Did you get that?
I think if Amy sent it to me, I haven't had a chance to do it yet.
Okay. No worries.
But I can get that done tonight. So you need mine, Keith, and Michael's, correct?
Whoever was entered on for the background check.
Yes. Well, when I talked to Amy, she said it's best to put all three of us on there.
Might as well. Yeah.
Just to be on the safe side. I am the one that normally talks to the customers, but I mean, with Angie's lead, something came up with mine, they said, which I don't understand how anything would come up with mine.
Mm-hmm.
So they used Michael. So, and then, of course, they charged an additional fee for all that shit. But that's my point. I had already asked Amy because I don't know how much Amy filled you in, but Trish called me and, like, really turned me off, like, to where we were ready to pull.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I usually have really good luck with Trish. She does a good job.
Well, her customer skills on telling people, she confused me. She didn't explain things properly. And Amy explained everything to me to where I understood. She didn't properly explain. And it kind of, I felt like there was something hidden because she was like, what all have you been told? And then she's like, well, then, you know, because she said I had to have some of my clients, I'm getting tongue-tied here, I needed them to then do another review. So
I'm like,
what about the reviews that I had on? Because I wasn't aware of that, and your wife's like, you guys weren't aware of that either. So that's fine, but she didn't explain it the way your wife did. She explained it to where she made me feel like the ones that I already got from my customers don't mean shit.
No,
and it kind of irritated me because she didn't explain it very well. So I get that you have people that like her. She completely turned me off, and I told Amy I don't want to deal with her, and that's just how I am. I like straightforward people. I don't like to feel like there's something hidden, and with her, that's what I felt like because she didn't explain herself properly.
Well, not at all. While I was gone, you know, they made it where I'm your account lead on this, for the Google Guarantee program. So you're going to be dealing with me directly. You know, any questions you have, any changes you need made, anything like that, just tell me. And if I'm, you know, I'll do my very best to explain it, you know, where we both understand.
Okay.
You know, I'm human.
I didn't know we had an appointment either today. So I would have
Okay,
yeah, I didn't know that either. So I apologize on my end. I didn't know if Amy had told me. I don't recall it, but she might have. I was so pissed off, pardon my pun. I was so mad Friday after, you know, your wife did calm me down, and then Celine called me, and she even tried to calm me down. I was so peed off after talking to Trish. I mean, I was, like, ready to be done completely. And your wife might have told me, but I was kind of peed. And if I would have known we had a call scheduled for today, I would have definitely got all the stuff that you needed into you. And I do apologize on my behalf because
I had gotten
upset.
What we'll do is we'll schedule a better time, right? But let me make sure, so background check, you should have been sent that link, so just send all three of your guys' driver's license as soon as possible. And then
I'll get that to you tonight.
Perfect. The review, all you need on here is one review. That's it. So it should be super easy. Do you have the link, or did you want me to resend that to you?
Can you just resend everything to me so I have it, so it's the first thing that gets sent right now? That way, as soon as I get back to the house, I can pull it. I will contact two of my customers, see which one can do it ASAP, and two of my good customers that I absolutely love and literally told me that as long as I'm a lawn care company, they're with me for life. So I will have one of them to fill it out.
For sure.
Yeah.
And all it is Google
guarantees. I have a couple other customers that are like that, but they just don't like to constantly keep doing reviews.
Right.
I just know those two, I can call on them for anything, and they would do it for me in a minute. So
all we need is
they're like my two faves.
Yeah, and then after this, when you get new Google Guarantee jobs, right, it's super easy. They'll already have the link to be able to leave a review on Google Guarantee for you. Just the first one is just part of the verification process, okay?
Okay.
So
yeah,
I sent that to you via text. Okay, also, and I'll resend this email to you. So at the bottom of this email, it has business bio and job types. So all I want you to do is pick six, and what this is for is basically just your Google Guarantee account, the six things you want to highlight on it, like years in business, or if there's a guarantee you provide, or you'll see exactly what I'm talking about when you look at the email.
Okay.
So just pick six and reply to the email with it, okay?
Okay.
And then
I can do that.
So the thing I'm going to be checking on to you is the insurance, why that's not approved yet. So I'll get word back on that.
Yeah, because I didn't understand what they were asking for, so I sent all of our insurances. We have four or five insurances. So I sent all of the certificates of the insurances.
All we need is the limited liability even. That's it.
Like I said, Trish didn't explain properly, and I forgot to ask your wife that, so I just sent all of them.
Okay. So do me a favor, that way I could just resubmit it too. I'm gonna resend you the email. I'll reply with your six, and then also just resend us just the limited liability. That way,
limited liability. Okay.
That's
it. Let me write this down. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
Let me write this down, because I'm actually driving at the second. That's why I said I didn't know we had a phone call today. That's my bad.
We'll schedule a different call, too. That way,
pick six, and then just send the limited
liability.
Liability. Okay. That's what you need. Okay. Because, I sent all the other ones, too, that we have. So.
I saw, and I'm assuming that's what kind of is holding it up, but I'll get verification on that, too. So, hold on. Before I have you off the phone, let me resend this, because I want it at the top of your email, you know. Let's see. Customization, Renegade Lawn Care. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the one where it'll have, you're going to see there's like a bunch of different things. Just pick six, though. Yeah, that's all you got.
Okay.
It'll be like years in business, on-time guarantee, locally owned and operated, et cetera, et cetera. Just pick the six that you want to promote on there. Okay?
Okay.
And
if you
need help with that or suggestions, just let me know, and, you know, we'll pick them together.
Yeah, I'll give you a jingle.
But yeah, exactly. So,
because I wasn't 100% sure if I was getting you or if I was going to get Celine, because your wife said that she was either going to get you or Celine, but for now it was going to be you. But now that I know that after talking to you, you're definitely him. Perfect.
Yeah, well, they probably didn't know I was coming back today. You know, I had to get cleared from the doctor.
No. Listen, even if I had to talk to your wife again, I don't mind. I like your wife, literally.
Right. I like her, too.
Yeah. Like I said, it's nothing against you. It's nothing against your wife. It's just, Trish, I'm sorry. You know, she's got to talk to people a little bit better. And I'm a new business. I'm learning as I go too. I've never had to do this before. So, you know, she threw me off, and like you and your wife and Celine and Ia, everyone that I've dealt with, y'all are pretty straightforward. You don't make me feel like there's anything hidden behind a corner. So
definitely.
And I need, that's what I need. I, you know, cause I, like I said, we've never done this before. So this is something new for us too. So
no, and I understand that, you know, I'm here to walk you every step of the way. Right. Or run with you. Like you're going to love it. You'll see. You'll see. Let's schedule a call back just so we can make sure everything's good. Do you want to do same time tomorrow, Wednesday? I mean, what works best for you?
Let's do Wednesday. Okay. Same. Yeah, we can do same time Wednesday.
All right, same time Wednesday. You got it. So I'll call you.
And I'll, in the meantime, I'll get my driver's license, Michael's ID, because he does not drive, and get Keith's ID. Now, Keith is, it's still an out-of-state. We have, because he moved here a year ago, and we had a hard time getting his birth certificate, so we just received his birth certificate, but it's from Pennsylvania, but it's being changed to Florida. Is that going to matter?
No, no. You should be going.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as it's in the United States, you're good.
I figured I'd ask the stupid question. You know,
no,
sometimes people are like, oh, no, he has to have a Florida. No. I just wanted to make sure, because it's an ID, so, I mean, you know.
As long as it's in the United States, you're good. We've had some clients that they only have passports, right, and that didn't fly.
Oh,
like,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, yeah, you just have
I guess
to
because
deal,
I don't,
US
I don't
citizen.
Deal with passports,
yeah.
I wouldn't think of that question.
right. It has happened, though. You know, usually, like, our Spanish-only clients, we run into that a lot, but, yeah, as long as he's a U.S. citizen, you're good. So I'm going to just send you a text message with like the checklist, right? Of, you know, get the one review, yada, yada, yada. And it'll all make
appreciate
sense,
that.
Right? So I'll send it to you right now. I'll follow up with you Wednesday at 6:30 and,
I appreciate that.
I'll resubmit the insurance and hopefully that just kind of pushes it through. So, and I'll send you the whole checklist right now. If you have any questions on it, just text me back or call, whatever's easier for you. Okay.
Okay, definitely. Well, do I text this number or do I text Local Splash number, Attention Danny?
Oh, text Local Splash's number, Attention Danny, and it gets sent to my email. Okay?
Perfect. I can do
all
that.
Right.
Alrighty,
perfect.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you're feeling better, and
thank you.
I will talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. You have a great night.
Bye.
Send that checklist in 1 second, okay? All right, listen.
Thank you, buddy.
All right,
bye.
You're welcome. Bye.